morning. It's the Ian and David breakfast. It's at 6:10 right now. In the sunshine, it's going to be gorgeous today.
It is. It's going to be decent today. Apparently tomorrow's not going to be great though, is it? It's going to be rainy.
I don't know. What did your dad say? He's like the oracle of weather.
It wasn't. It was me mate actually who told me.
Well, I don't want to know then.
No.
So today's going to be a nice sunny one. Highs of 21 degrees.
Woo-woo.
It was warm overnight as well. We've got some serious issues in the Kelly household.
Go on.
We're currently not speaking.
Why?
Because of her actions.
Tell me, do I need to get involved in this? Is it you just being stubborn?
No, I think it's black and white. It's black and white.
Go on.
It's a give and take relationship, mm-hmm. and she just takes. Right? Want me to explain?
Yeah.
And she's probably listening now anyway, so whatever. I can't sleep when it's hot.
Right.
And it was hot last night. It was really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't sleep. And it got to like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, oh man, it's so hot. This is ridiculous. I might have to go get the fan or whatever. I just hadn't slept. And I went to bed at like 10. So it was like 4 hours in. I'm just tossing and turning. And I went to look at why it was so hot. She'd shut the windows on a hot night. And she,
what kind of woman is she?
She'd shut the windows because she has hay fever.
Yeah.
So I open the window because I can't sleep when it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And she shuts the windows because she can't sleep when she's got hay fever.
Oh, so what did you do?
Well, I just opened the windows again.
But a poor hay fever?
A poor Dave? I have to be up at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So what's wrong with the spare room? One.
Well, yeah, exactly, Kathy. Get yourself in there.
No,
what?
You.
No, what? No. Human, normal, I went out.
She's got an ailment.
I've got diabetes.
No laughing matter.
I went outside and I started the car this morning.
Yeah.
I looked around at the top of the houses. Everyone had their window open because it was hot.
Yeah, one, burglars can climb, so she should close them.
What?
Good for her.
Well, that's ridiculous to say. No, this is not a conversation we're having.
So how did you leave it this morning? Did you wake her up and do your usual thing? I haven't slept, so she doesn't sleep.
No, I didn't. I just got up and went to work. I don't know if she was sleeping or not. I had a great 2 hours sleep.
Oh.
So I'm on top of the world.
No, this is the beginning of this now.
But no, it's a thing.
The summer causes drama.
Bring
back the rain.
She's the weird one.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to get in the spare room.
No.
But she does, though.
She's the fittest one. You just do what she says until she finds someone else.
No, she's punching as it is. So genuinely, do you not think that...
No, I don't think you're right now.
Why? Why should I go in the spare room?
Because you were too hot.
No, because when I'm... No, but she had hay fever. No, let's...
Yeah.
No, let's... No. No.
Yeah.
No. Right? Look back to about 6 months ago, I had a conversation very similar where I was ill, right? And I was coughing and spluttering all night.
Yeah.
And you said, well, you have to go to the spare room because you're ill.
That's right, correct.
She's the ill one with her hay fever. Get in the spare room. Shut all the windows, all the doors, and lock yourself in the little microwave tub.
You've just done it. No, you were the uncomfortable one, so you should have made yourself comfortable.
No, she was, because she had hay fever. I'm not talking about this anymore. No, this conversation's over. And you are in cahoots with her. You can all get stuffed.
This is Leanne and Dave. Daily.
Not backing down. She's in the spare room tonight.
Oh.
And do you not have tablets for hay fever?
You can do, but they don't seem to work. This hay fever is like... This year, I don't usually suffer with hay fever, and I've got it.
Oh, right.
It's like...
And it all makes sense. It all falls into place. That is the only reason you're backing Catherine up.
No, I'll always back Catherine up against you.
No,
always.
That is a complete absolute farce. You're in cahoots. I'm not talking to you about it anymore.
Okay.
I'm right. You're wrong.
No. Wrong.
And so is Catherine.
Wrong.
And anyone else.
Wrong.
Who wants me to be in a spare bed tonight. It's the start of the show, which means it's time for Sort Your Head Out. We ask you a question. You get it right, and you get to stay in your own big bed tonight, which is quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah. You get to go to the pictures, so you can go to the Odeon in Liverpool one, not pay a penny for your tickets, go and see whatever film you like. The tickets are on us. Are you ready?
Is it your question?
It is my question. A survey has revealed that the average kid can get away with what for 19 minutes before being told off by mum and dad?
Crying.
Oh, a kid can cry for 19 minutes. Oh, that'd kill you off, that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
19 whole minutes.
Get to the point. Is it the right answer?
No, wrong.
Okay. Oh, there'll be little stories. I have to go. Just yes or no.
Yeah, go on then. Go on then, have another guess.
19 minutes.
Of crying before mum and dad tell them off.
Playing with their food.
Wrong. See, it sounds horrible if I say it too quick. I've got to go, oh, that's a good idea. But no.
You've got a lovely personality, Dave.
No.
19 minutes before mum and dad kick off.
19. Think of things that kids do and get told off for.
Just kicking off, just being angry, just having a tantrum.
Being angry, having a tantrum?
Tantrum, yeah.
Oh, good answer, but wrong.
Oh, can we have a clue?
No. Do you really want a clue?
Yeah.
But you can't guess if I give you the clue, because I'll give you a good one, because you know me, clues are always good.
Okay. What she means by clues are always good is she can't think of a clue, she pretty much gives it away.
No, I just like to give them away, don't know
what
the clue.
That's what she actually means.
If you want a clue, I'll give you the clue, but don't shout at me.
All right.
If it's too easy. Okay?
Oh, can you vet, producer Mike?
No, you've put it out there now.
No, because this is a proper competition.
Let's just go there. They do it after they've had the tea. So it's that time of the day. They wouldn't do it in the morning. They wouldn't do it during lunchtime.
And what's the question?
They'll
again?
Do it after the tea. A recent survey has revealed that the average kid can get away with what for 19 minutes before being told off by mum and dad. So it happens later in the day.
Go to bed. Kicking off by going to bed.
Excuse me?
Kicking off by going to bed.
So if you want to call us and have
is
a guess, it's 0151-472.
I'm brilliant.
0967.
I am brilliant.
Have a try. Tickets for the Odeon, little night out, all yours for free.
Is it playing games with the sound on the iPad?
No.
Is it back chatting?
No.
Okay, hello to Victoria. It says, is it saying they'll do their homework but not actually?
No. You said don't wait, just go in for the kill. No.
Hello to Amanda and Sarah, who say, oh no, they've got it wrong here. Avoid getting dressed for school. Now, if I'm rightly, you said it was something that happens after dinner.
Yeah, after your tea. Wouldn't happen during the day, wouldn't happen in the morning. It happens after your tea.
Okay, 0151-472-0967. I know what I said. She's banned me from saying it again. Let's get the phone. Who's that? Hello?
It's Chris.
Chris, what do you think the answer is, my friend?
Sending the kids to bed, not going to bed.
That's the one I
not
said.
Not going to bed. Do you think kids get away with it for 19 minutes before being told off by mum or dad? Stalling to go to bed is the right answer.
Oh.
Do-do-do-do-do.
That's awkward, isn't it?
You shouldn't ask me for clues anymore. I think.
Thank you very much.
Well done, out of that.
Yeah, you are off to the cinema. Who are you going to take with you?
The wife.
Good stuff. What's her name? Yeah.
It's Ashley.
Is she gorgeous?
Gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah, see? I like it when fellas do that on the radio. Get them in the good books.
Yeah, but he didn't. You asked him and he had to say yes.
Do it on your own, off your own back. Go on.
We'll edit all this out when it goes out.
Yeah, my wife's gorgeous.
Oh, your mates fancy her, don't they? Yeah?
No, that's not... Yeah. No,
what? I'm trying now. I'm trying.
Your girl wants that.
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
3 days to go until Kiev. The lads are already making the way over there. You might know some people that are on the way over there. I'll be making them my way over there. Oh, no, hang on.
You'll be making your way over to mine.
Yeah, because I'm watching it at your house again with Jay and his mates. And I just...
Be good, though. My mum's doing a Buffy.
No, it won't be good, Leanne.
No, that's not us.
That's very rude. It will be good.
Yeah.
It won't be Kiev, will it? And the boss was like, yeah, we'll sort it out. Yeah, nothing. And so only one person's going to Kiev, and that's Adam Phillips again. And this is why no one likes Adam Phillips in the office, because he gets to go on all the toilet. Anyway, listen, I'm not going to moan. Saw a video of some of the lads on the plane today.
Oh, they're loving it, aren't they?
It's brilliant.
They're having the time of their life already. Yeah. So if you've got the feels this morning, you're waking up and you've got the feels, you're getting excited. A lot of people on board with that, like Dave, who's sadly not going, but feeling the feels.
Well, the boss did say to me, do you want to work on... I'll rephrase that. The boss said to me, hey... Do you want to go Anfield on Saturday night? I went, oh, all right, yeah. We've got some sort of like ticket to go and, you know, take a few mates because we work at the radio station. It's the perk of the job. He went, no, to do a show. I said, what? Do what? You want to do a show from Anfield? When am I going to sit then? In front of the TV?
You'd be all sidetracked having to do worky stuff.
But you sat, he'd be sat in the press box. At the back of the main stand? So this is a complete car crash for me, but it needn't be for you, because the Reds are on the road to Kiev and you can back them all the way with Radio City and Reds Bet, the brand new betting site made for Liverpool fans.
Yeah, just go to radiocity.co.uk now for exclusive offers, for news and for views on the big game.
And you can put your LFC knowledge to the test for your chance to win £500 with Reds Bet. Just make sure you gamble responsibly. I mean, go online and have fun, because that's more fun than I'm going to have.
Yeah. Do you know we're not allowed to play Radio City like games? Like my Jay couldn't phone up and win the one came in.
As far as I'm concerned, that's not Radio City game. That's a Reds Bet game.
Because he knows loads of LFC stuff. And your dad.
Yeah.
And if you can win £500, do you reckon they can have a go on that?
Yeah.
Put your LFC knowledge to the test.
I might have a go on it just to prove a point to the boss.
I think you should.
Yeah, and just go.
And I think everyone listening right now should. So go and find out what's going on. £500's not bad, that is it?
Yeah, it's really good, Leanne.
Footy fans, they do know all the stuff.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm sad for you. I am sad
You're
for you.
Sad for
no,
me.
I am a bit.
I genuinely thought I was going to go to Kiev.
But my mum's doing a curry, and she does a good curry, my mother.
All right. Leanne and Dave, the podcast. Yesterday on the show, we were chatting about Rihanna. How do we even start talking about this? I don't know.
I've got no idea what happened. We didn't play it, did we? I don't know what happened. No. But you said it's like did we miss say something or?
I don't know. But anyway.
Anywho.
Anyway, we got on to misheard lyrics. And I was talking about how Rihanna always sounded like she was talking about, I want to love you like a hot pie. What does she actually say?
Does
she say,
you to love me?
Like a hot ride. Is it like a hot ride?
I don't know. Well, anyway,
I want you to love me like I'm a hot ride.
Is that what it is? Well, this is the clip. But to me, all I hear is hot pie. Want you to love me. Like I'm a hot pie.
Is it a hot ride? What is it, Mike? Is it a hot ride?
Are you Googling the lyrics?
Yeah, but I'm trying to find that part.
It's because it's hot pie, mate.
It's the first line of the song.
It's
like I'm a hot ride.
It's like
it
a hot ride.
Hot ride. Hot
I'm
ride.
Good with lyrics. I am a listener when it comes to songs. It does. I'll be honest with you. It does.
Every day of the week, it's hot pie.
It's a piss sound that she does.
Like what, Rihanna? Like I'm a hot pie. And the thing is, right, when you do these sort of misheard of it things, there'll be some, like, you might not have heard that one before,
no.
But I guarantee every time you hear Rihanna now, you'll hear hot pie.
Yeah, definitely.
Every time. No matter what songs we get in with this morning, whatever you call us up with, every time I hear that song, from now on, I'll hear what you tell me.
And that is what we're asking you this morning. If you ever made a bit of a fool of yourself singing the wrong words to a song, or maybe you've just been Googling your favourite songs and it's come up and you've gone, what? Is that what that means?
Never.
Being corrected, found out for yourself. When have you got confused with the lyrics of a song? We want to know the best.
Yeah, come on, get in touch this morning. Misheard lyrics, 0151 4720 967.
Hi, it's Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca. I'm going to love you like a hot pie. That's a good one, right? So that's where we started. What's your misheard lyric?
Mine is, Calvin Harris and Katy Perry, Feels.
Yeah.
I thought the word
deal.
Don't be afraid to catch fish. Like that.
Don't be afraid to catch fish.
You thought that.
That's
as well,
what
didn't
I thought
you?
It was. I'm thinking this whole show is going to be based around my feelings. And my thoughts.
I think you.
Because I said this one, didn't I?
Yeah. My best friend fell out with her own daughter, who was only 6 at the time, because they disagreed over whether it was fish or feels. But feels doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
It's not
it
even
sounds like fish. Here it is. Baby, I know you always gonna catch fish. Don't be afraid to catch fish with me.
Yeah. Baby, I know you ain't scared to catch fish with me. It does make sense. That is what you catch,
it does.
Generally. Fish.
Okay, well, listen, Rebecca, we'll stick up the list. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great morning.
All right, thank you.
Cheers,
bye.
All right, let's get on. Radio City, who's that? Hello.
Hi, it's Kathy.
Kathy. Colin, what's your misheard lyric? What song is it?
Do you want me to sing it or just tell you
it? Sing it, Kathy.
Oh, just say
I've
it.
I've just woken up, so I haven't got the best voice.
Have a good cough. Go on.
Okay. Running round, throwing that turtle on my knee.
That's another one of mine. That's Charlie Puth, right?
My turtle on my knee.
See, I thought genuinely it was turtle on my neck.
Yeah.
Okay, so this
turtle
is
on my knee.
This is the clip you're on about then. You've been running round, throwing that turtle on my knee. See? It does, it does, isn't it? You've been running round,
throwing that turtle on my knee. Yes. The actual words, if you're wondering, are that dirt all on my name?
No, it's not.
No, it's not,
Leanne. Stop being so ridiculous. So what is it? Dirt all on my name. Throwing that dirt all on my name. No, it's definitely not dirt on my name. No. Hey, listen, Kathy, I love these. Let's just carry this on for the whole show.
Keep them going.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great morning, Kathy. Thanks for having us on. Cheers, lovely. Leanne and Dave Daly, Radio City. We have the final song from Jared. Jared is leaving us, everybody. He's been a soldier. He's done some very good singing on the Sing Starlet, but this is his last outing as the child that does the singing on the show and that.
He's very, very cute. But yeah, it's your chance once again to win yourself some tickets to go to the Adventure Dock and the Albert Dock, big inflatable water assault course that you could be diving all over, landing in the actual Albert Dock for free if you want to play.
Okay, this is the clip. Now, neither myself or Leanne have heard this. I never know what to expect. I don't know if producer Mike woke up on the right side of the bed or the wrong side of the bed. Has he made it ridiculously hard and we want to hurt him? Or has it made it too easy and we want to hurt him? The outcome of this is producer Mike is probably going to get some pain.
Right. Well, that sounds good.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
That's a great one. It's a great. Well done, Mike. You can stay tomorrow.
And again, please.
Is he singing about the Death Star? I don't know. Is it a Star Wars film song? I don't know.
All I can hear is Rihanna now. How would you love me?
Oh, no, no, because it'll get it in everyone's head.
I can hear Gary Barlow. So I'm thinking it's Take That.
Right.
That's just me gut, and I am quite witchy slash psychic.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not, Leanne.
Honestly, I am.
You're not.
I am. Ask anyone. I get feelings.
Mike, is she psychic?
Not from that answer, she's not.
I bet Gary Barlow sung it in his house. I bet you any money.
Anyone know what this is? On day one, it really is a complete free-for-all. Now, bear in mind, he's, what was he, 6'8"? So I'd go with a relatively new song if I was you. Not a Take That song. Just shut up, Leanne. You're just literally just throwing everyone off the scent. If you know what it is, 0151 472 0967. When you weigh into the... Stop it.
Today is the day. So it's something about the day.
Why?
Because I love this game. We've been playing it for 4 years. I absolutely love this game.
You ruin it. That's what you do. You're a big fat ruiner.
Think of a song with the word day in and take a guess.
Well, somebody else, can you hear day in there?
I can.
First up is Poppy. Hiya, Poppy. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
It's a little person, Dave.
I'll look after this. Don't you worry.
Okey-dokey.
How are you, Poppy? Are you having a good day today?
Yeah.
Very good. And what do you plan on doing for the rest of the day?
I'm going to Chester Zoo with school.
Oh, that'll be... Oh, Leanne, wow. Be quiet, please.
Sorry.
That will be amazing. And what is your favourite animal in the whole of the world?
Pandas.
Oh, pandas. They're very good. I don't think there's any pandas at Chester Zoo, is there?
I'm not sure.
Oh, well, you'll find out later, won't you? what do you think the answer is on the Sing Starlet?
Is it These Days by Jess Glynn and Rudimental?
Well, yes.
Leanne.
It does sound like that.
I won't get involved in your calls. I won't get involved in your calls. You don't get involved in my calls. Poppy, let's see if it is Jess Glynn and These Days with the Rudimental Peoples. Is it the right answer?
You're smart and you're wrong.
Oh, no, Poppy, it is a wrong answer, but thank you for listening and enjoy the pandas later on.
Thank you.
Oh, bye.
Poppy. We're sorry, Poppy.
Boom. There's no...
She sounded like a really intelligent child.
But she replied to me straight away. If you were asking a question, she'd like wait in and...
Do you reckon?
Yeah, you're not down with the kids, Leanne.
Okay.
You can have the next caller.
Okay, who is it?
Unless
it's
a kid. Radio City, who's that?
Hello?
Yeah, you bought
me. Hello, I've got you, my love. I've got you. What's your name?
Bore me with your age.
It's Kate from Aintree.
Okay, came from Aintree. Give us your answer. We'll send you... She did?
She didn't tell you my name.
She's a cake from Aintree, she said.
Did I ask her age? I'm confused.
Oh, Dave, just shush.
You do your calls.
You shush.
I'll do my calls.
Kate, what's your answer? Sorry.
Is it Ariana Grande, No More Tears to Cry?
Oh, good one. New one, though. How long ago was he in here? Was he in here to hear that song? Was it out then? Did we record this a while ago? What part of the song do you think it is, Katie?
It's the chorus bit.
The chorus, the main bit.
Yeah.
Ah, you're so stupid! Oh, no, it's wrong. Sorry. Great guess. Bye, Kate. Bye, love.
See if the next
just
one is...
normal conversation, do you know what I mean? Just...
A child or an adult. Radio City, hello, who's that?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Joe.
Joe, how old are you?
13.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You going to do your youth chat?
Yeah, I am, yeah, fam, yeah. So, what do you think the answer is, blood?
Is it... Giants and Take That.
Is it Giants and Take That, fam? I don't know.
Great answer.
Is it the right answer? How are you feeling? You're feeling like...
Oh, don't. Please stop. I can't take any more. Literally on the edge. I'm on the edge. Joe, I apologise for the madness that comes down the microphone from him, who thinks he's like... in with
I
the
prefer
kids.
The baby voice, but it's kind of annoying as well.
It is annoying, Joe, isn't it? It is. Anyway. Gets right on my last name.
Teenagers, get into their teens and giving it stats.
Is Joe right? He sounds like he's having a great time in the Albert Dock. Can we send him?
Is it Taylor and Giants?
You're the series, cheers, mate, isn't it? Because that's wrong!
Sorry, Joe. Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.
Ta-ra.
Later, fam, yeah. Nice one, blood.
Well,
listen, because you're not as cool as me.
I know.
Don't get upset.
I apologise. It's all jealousy.
So this is the clip. It returns tomorrow. Make sure you're listening. We have a clue. We have a clue now.
Yes.
We have a clue now.
Yes.
Oh. This is good. Everyone must be way off. Go on.
Go on then, Michael. You give us your clue.
Somebody has got the artist correct.
Take this morning. That. It's Take That. It's Gaddy Barlow.
I can't remember what the artist we had.
We had Take That. We had, Thingio. These Days.
Rudimental.
Is it Jeskalin?
Okay, well, it all returns tomorrow. Make sure you listen.
This is Leanne and Dave. Daily. Leanne and Dave's 1K Minute with Blue Air. Fly from Liverpool to Alicante, Mallorca, Malaga, Milan and Rome.
Every day, we give the chance for £1,000. And yesterday, Keith did it. We've proved it can be done.
Yeah, it was brilliant, wasn't it? Just get hidden and get 10 out of 10. It was great until he said there was like five of them playing and we worked out that they weren't going to win an awful lot of
about
money.
A quid
each. Better than a kick up the bum.
Playing this morning is Danny in Highton. Hi, Danny. How are you, mate?
Hi, I'm good.
So you've heard? Yeah, we're good, thank you. You've heard it can be done. Were you listening yesterday?
I was, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go, mate. You're the next person to win. I will literally have to go to hospital because my sides will split and then we'd stitch it up if you win. That's £2,000. Bearing in mind the management hate giving money away.
So do it for us, Danny. It's not about you winning the cash. Do it for Leanne and Dave.
Yeah. Now,
I will. I'll give it my best shot.
Thank you.
We obviously didn't give the answer away to question one into the news.
No, because we're not allowed.
We're not allowed. But did you hear anything that might make you maybe think you've got the answer to question number one when we were talking just before the news?
I did hear it, but I never heard it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
We never said it,
no,
Danny, that's
no,
why.
No, you never said
it. 60 seconds, win that grand. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Go.
Fuji and Gala.
Apple.
Is the school in High School Musical called East or West?
West.
What Take That song's also a deodorant?
Pass.
What country are car makers Citroën and Peugeot based in?
Pass.
Play in Manchester later, which singer played a soldier in Game of Thrones?
Pass.
Chester's old fire station is now a Pilates studio. True or false?
True.
What sports at the centre of the film I, Tonya?
Say it again.
What sport is at the centre of the film I, Tonya?
Ice skating.
Ash Wednesday is the start of what Christian festival?
Pass.
Who sings Old But I'm Not That Old, Young But I'm Not That Bold?
Pass.
Anton Deck show was remade in the US called Best Time Ever. What was the show?
Terrible.
Mate, yeah, you're about an absolute nightmare.
Terrible.
2 out of 10. And you know what? Normally I think, they'll be really snide, the management. They'll make it super hard. I don't think it was that hard, mate. I think you just had a bit of a mare. And one of them questions was the question that we didn't tell you the answer to as well.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Thanks for listening, mate. Have a great day.
Thanks anyway.
Bye. Right, here we go. We've got to go through the whole thing now, pretty much.
Should we do it now or should we play a song? Because you've got a whole lot of questions to get through there.
Let's just get it done.
Okay.
High School Musical, the school is the East High School. Take That, sure, is the deodorant as well. Citroën and Peugeot are made in France. Ed Sheeran was in Game of Thrones playing a soldier. Chester's old fire station is now a Pilates studio. That is false. It's a restaurant. Ash Wednesday is the start of Lent. Who sings I'm Old But I'm Not That Old, Young But I'm Not That Bold? It was Counting Stars. And what Ant and Dec show was remade in the US as Best Time Ever? It was Saturday Night Takeaway. There we go.
There we have it.
I feel a little bit dirty as well. I've not had a go at the management.
No. We couldn't, could we? No. They're good questions.
The management are rubbish, though. Right? Earlier on the show, we were talking about Miss Lady. It all started when I was mentioning Rihanna and the fact that I think she sings about hot pie.
Yeah, but she's actually saying hot drive? Like
hot ride.
Hot ride.
So this is a bit, misheard lyrics then. I think she says hot pie.
Want you to love me like I'm a hot pie.
Okay, so I'm a hot pie. I always thought it was like a hot pie.
I love that. Apparently we've got headphones on and we both crouch down and like lean into our headphones like we're listening just to outfox Rihanna. We know better than you, Rihanna. We know what the words are.
Anyway, people started calling in then, and we had Danielle, who said that she thought Calvin Harris caught fish.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he doesn't, he feels, but yeah, she thought he meant caught fish.
Baby, I know you ain't scared to catch fish with me.
Brilliant.
Well, that's what fish you catch, isn't it? Fish.
Yeah, exactly. There's been loads more of these coming in through the morning. We've had loads of different ones, but now want to get some more on.
Yeah, so misheard lyrics, we're going to have a laugh with this. If you fancy getting involved, you can. You can tweet us, get in touch online, or you can pick up the phone and call. Be part of the show. 0151 472 0967. Has someone ever pulled you up over a song you were singing out loud in the office, maybe? Just letting you know that the words you're singing aren't the actual words.
Do you feel a bit silly when it happened? Are you like, no, that's definitely the lyrics that I'd be singing because I have definitely the right words. Kathy came up with one earlier on.
You've been running around, throwing that dirt all on my knee.
Apparently that's turtle on my knee.
It's dirtle on my name, but now
it's turtle on
all
my knee.
All I can hear is turtle on my knee.
You've been running around, throwing that turtle on my knee.
Come on, get more of these through. And the thing is, like Jan says, now you've had this implant in your head, that's all you're ever going to hear now, isn't it?
Changing songs forever. Tell us your misheard lyrics on 0151 472 0967.
My name is Helen.
Helen. Hello, lovely. So we've had Calvin Harris and Fish. We've had Charlie Puth and Turtle on His Knee. What are you bringing to the table with your misheard lyrics?
Well, I was in the car with my husband and I'm singing along and he hates me singing anyway.
No, he fails.
I'm singing, it was a Calvin Harris song and you're the one with Florence Welch.
Yes, Sweet Nothing.
Yeah,
and he's saying to me, what are you singing? I'm like, Sexy Elephant. And he was
Sexy Elephant.
I said, it's singing like, you're Sexy Elephant.
Okay, put it into context. Do the bit, sing the bit for us and we'll hear the words. Go on.
Oh, I can't think. No, I've lost the tune. But it goes like, no, Sexy Elephant.
Apparently,
giving you Sexy Elephant.
Is that the bit? Okay, well, producer Mike has queued it up to the right point. And you think this is Sexy Elephant. Let's have a listen.
So I'll put my faith in something I know. I'll
it is.
That one before. That's a great one. Sexy Elephant.
So I'll put my faith in something I know. I'll
live
in
all sexy.
That's a great
one. It is Sexy Elephant. Oh, thanks for your call, lovely. Have a great morning.
Bye now.
Right, let's get another one on Radio City. Who's that?
It's Kate.
Hello, Kate. How are you this morning? You good?
Not bad, thank you,
Sal. Yeah, good, thank you. So come on then, we're talking misheard lyrics. What are you saying?
Oh, so Dolly Parton, 9 to 5.
Oh, yeah, good song.
Dancing around every party that comes on, singing, it's enough to drive you crazy and do lally. And my best friend used to look at me all the time, and I was thinking, what are you looking at? And she came over and said, what are you singing?
Sing it for us now so we can put it in context. Sing it for us now.
So she said, it's enough to drive you
crazy and do lally.
So we listen.
Oh, yes. It does sound like it.
What it is, surely?
No, it's crazy if you let it.
Is it?
Yes.
That sounds like crazy and do that. I've never heard this one before. That's another new one on me. It sounds like too.
Oh my word!
Oh yes.
That will never sound the same to me ever again. Now
I'm loving these this morning.
Bye.
This is Leanne and Dave. Daily.
Misheard lyrics, Sue. What are you bringing to the table?
It's actually a friend of mine who used to get this wrong.
Okay.
So it's the Rita Ora song, Hot Right Now.
Yeah.
And my friend absolutely loves the bargain. And she used to sing, you get it because it's half price now.
Because it's half price now. Okay. I get that. Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah. You're only in it because it's half price.
But does that fall into a misheard lyric, or does that fall into her making this her soundtrack to her life? There's a slight difference, you know
sure.
what I mean?
Do you know they have those, sure. do you know they have the Boxing Day sales on all the couches and all that, like DFS and all of them?
This is it, this is it, isn't it? This weekend, yeah. the DFS till Boxing Day. Oh, thanks, you girls, Sue. Have a great morning. Cheers, lovely.
Thanks.
All right, another one then. Radio City, who's that? What's your name?
It's Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie, we're doing Miss Heather Ricks then. What's the song you're saying?
It's Bon Jovi and Living on a Prayer.
And what did you think he was actually singing?
I always thought, well, these sort of ones, I thought you'd know them because they're older songs, but yeah. this is a new one to me.
It doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not.
He actually says, if we make it or not.
So can everyone hear naked in this part of the song? You ready? Here we go. You can hear it, can't you?
Take your clothes off. It doesn't make a difference. Clothes on, clothes off. We're all friends. Make
it all night. Oh, I'm loving these this morning. Thanks for your call, Anne-Marie. Have a great morning. Cheers, lovely.
Bye. Bye.
One has come in. Now, Leanne saw the text. It's from Claire, who's to us in Chester right now. But I haven't read the text, so I don't know what the official lyrics are. She just said about Starbucks lovers.
Right, okay.
Now, Leanne hasn't told me what the rest of the message is, so all I've heard is the misheard bit from Claire's text message. And this has blown my mind.
Okay.
I genuinely thought Lonely Starbucks Lovers was the lyrics to Blank Space. I can't hear, what it is. Lonely Starbucks Lovers.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to know the answer.
Do you
want to
know
what was the rest
now?
Of Claire's text message? What did she confuse it with?
It's a long list of ex-lovers.
A long
list? Got a long list of ex-lovers. Got a long list of ex-lovers. Oh, my God. It's finished you off, hasn't it?
I can't believe that's just happened. That's,
yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, got a long list of ex-lovers. Got a long list of ex-lovers. It's blatantly Starbucks lovers, though, isn't it?
It's Lonely
listening?
Starbucks lovers.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with life. I'm just struggling with life.
It's a shocker, this
morning. My dreams are being shattered right now. My thoughts and theory. Anyway, listen. Kerry, what's yours?
Right. Sugar by Maroon 5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On the first line, it says, when I'm without you, I'm soft and weak. But it really sounds to me like, when I'm without you, I'm soaked in wee.
When I'm without you, I'm soaked in wee. Listen, listen. Okay, so hear it. When I'm without you, oh, it totally does.
I'm so dimmy.
Oh,
just weeing myself. I'm so sad. I can't even go to the toilet.
Oh, amazing. When I'm without you, I'm something weak. Thanks for being to the table. Okay. Ruined that song for everybody. Have a great morning.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Bye. Cheers, Gary. All right, let's get another one on then. It should be Megan next. Hiya, Megan. How are you? Are you good?
Hiya, yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
So what's your misheard lyric then?
So basically, when me and my friends were like 15, we were really heavily into Destiny's Child and we loved Bugaboo.
Yeah.
And she thought the lyrics in Bugaboo was, break my knees so I can't move. And I was like, break my knees.
Break my knees so I can't move.
It's lease, isn't it? Break
Is it?
My yeah, lease so I can't, so like, I can move, yeah.
So she thought it was basically a karate song. So break my knees so I can't move. Okay, so listen. Break my knees so I
can't move. It does. It's like that
it
film.
Does, doesn't it?
Is it Misery where she keeps him in the bed and she does his ankles in? It's
yeah.
Misery, yeah. Break my knees so I can move.
Break my knees so I can move. But it would make sense, though, wouldn't it? It would make sense, wouldn't it? Break my knees so
I can move.
Oh, that's
Megan,
real.
Thanks very much for listening. We literally could carry
you.
This on all morning.
My face is hurting with laughing.
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
It's Leanne and Dave at breakfast. It's coming up on... Oh, we're late.
Oh, no. Oh, let's not do it.
Nice try.
Oh, I think we should drop it this
here
morning.
Here comes the breakfast song, the bit of the show that Leanne always hates doing, but it sounds good.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Franco is living with his dad. I think he's loving it. But can someone come and clean the kitchen?
poor Ashley's hay fever is bad.
Hello to Matt, Sally, Gavin and Ben, to Leslie, who's got the show on right now, listening in the car on the way to work, to Matt and Simon, who are listening in Highton, to Daz, who is getting the pool thing out. Just took a picture and tweeted it to us.
Also, I think I was the Daz doorstep challenge.
No, it's
Daz,
a man.
He's
a man
not cleaning.
Daz.
He's not doing his washing.
No, he's listening in Aintree and he's getting his little pool out for his dog and his kids to play in.
Hi, Daz.
Hello to Colin. He's just finished work on the night shift, and also to Kimberly. He wants to say hello to Sarah. She'll see you later for your ladies' lunch.
Oh, what a beautiful morning! Sean Cole, your mates are proud of you.
He wants some cash.
His handsome look betting on the